This goes to Paula Ellsworth, E-L-L-S-W-O-R-T-H, D like David, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, Eklund, E-C-K-L-A-N-D. Date of birth 9/23/1948. Dear Paula, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Eklund. She's not coming in for a face-to-face visit because she's been sick with coughing and nasal drainage since Thanksgiving Day. And she would not want to spread that. She's not sure if it's COVID. She hasn't actually been tested. But no fever, no headaches, no diarrhea or nausea, no myalgias currently. Her biggest complaint is that she's got severe pain in both hips and just can't walk. She feels like her legs are warm. She does have chronic edema, and she's actually gained 9 pounds since her visit in June of this year. But she has been taking the additional dose of Lasix. Generally on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, she takes 40 milligram daily. Then on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, she doubles and takes 80 milligrams. And that does seem to help. She has been trying to limit fluid intake also to 56 ounces per 24 hours and hopes to be able to keep the fluid weight off. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I also want to highlight the Losartan 50 milligram twice a day. And she's on Ozempic 0.5. She takes actually 2 milligram. Or 0.25 milligram once weekly, in addition to her other routine medications. And she's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam weight is 270 pounds. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/17 of 2022. Creatinine is 1.1. Estimated GFR is 49. She generally ranges between 0.9 and 1.1 for the last 6 months. Albumin 4.1, calcium is 8.9, sodium 138, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 31, phosphorus is 4.6, microalbumin to creatinine ratio in the urine is 36. Hemoglobin 12.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease. Slightly higher creatinine levels, but she did do a double dose of Lasix the day before having the blood drawn. Diabetic nephropathy with microalbuminuria, which is stable. Hypertension and chronic edema of the lower extremities. The patient should continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She should restrict fluids to 56 ounces in 24 hours and follow a low-salt diabetic diet. And she'll be rechecked by this practice, hopefully face-to-face visit, within the next 2 to 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.